A British prime minister who left the political stage at a key moment in that country's history has died. Conservative Edward Heath was 89. The cause of his death is not known. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this remembrance from London.
A carpenter's son who went on to lead the then Blue Blood Conservative Party, Sir Edward Heath was elected to Parliament in 1950, where he served for more than 50 years before stepping down in 2001. His experience as an army officer in World War II influenced his decision as prime minister in 1973 to bring Britain into the European Community, now known as the European Union.
We are celebrating the occasion when our hopes and our aspirations have been realized. And for all of us British here tonight, and I think for our European friends, this is a matter for unashamed rejoicing.
Heath's government faced many challenges, including sectarian violence in Northern Ireland and massive strikes by trade unions. He called elections in 1974 in an effort to get a mandate to deal with the increasingly militant unions, but he lost. The Labour Party returned to power, and Heath was challenged for the leadership of his own party by a little-known woman, Margaret Thatcher, who went on to serve three terms as Prime Minister. Heath never forgave Thatcher for unseating him, and he refused to serve in her government. When the Tories finally removed Thatcher, a BBC interviewer asked Heath whether he had in fact said, "Rejoice, rejoice," at hearing the news.
I said it three times, I think. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice.
Sir Edward was also an accomplished musician and sailor and a best-selling author. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.